Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to another episode of Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl with your favorite girl, your favorite podcaster, your favorite baker, like your favorite every sweet thing you can think of. If this is your first time of listening to me, okay, welcome to my podcast. And I'm super excited that you're listening to me. We do a lot of things on the podcast. We talk about different things, but currently we're running a series where we're talking about friendship. And this is the fourth episode, if I'm not wrong. But then if you've not listened to the previous episode, you can always just pause this particular podcast and go back and listen to them. Then you come back to listen to this particular episode. On today's episode, I already said we're going to be talking about I think I just forgot the topic for a second, but let me try and remember. This is me being very, very serious like right now. I said we're going to be talking about the various shades of friendship and its benefits. I'm sure that topic is deep. So I was having this discussion with a friend, and we're talking about what friendship used to be and what friendship is now. And I'm like, what do you mean? But then I've come to realize that, oh, okay, I think friendship is actually taking a new turn in this generation. I don't know what, but then like it's obviously changing, and it's not something that we can overlook. Friendship used to be all about genuine love. It had to do with genuine sharing, caring for the other person with no strings attached. Yes. You get my point already. But then if we take a look at what friendship is now, in some cases it's all about what you can offer. And I feel that's not the main reason why friendship existed in the first place. Most people, you find friends that they are just friends with you because of your body. Yes, you find friends that just want to sleep with you. And at the same time, it might actually be mutual. But then we know that this is not what friendship used to be. Friendship should not be about these things, if we're being honest with ourselves. Friendship, like I said, it used to be based on love. It used to be based on genuinity. It used to be based on sincerity. If we ask our parents or we ask the older generation about what friendship used to mean to them, you realize that it wasn't just something that you could throw on a platter of gold, or I mean, you could just trade without having value. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. Friendship meant so much to them, and it obviously still means so much to them. I have my parents with me, and I see how they cherish the friends they have. I see how they hold them in high esteem. Unlike us, that we have friends and boom, that person is not your friend again. Last week on the episode, we talked about some certain cases, and I've come to realize that if friendship actually meant a lot to the people that, for instance, somebody shared an experience on giving somebody money, and the person didn't repay back, and she had to repay it at the end of the day. If friendship actually meant so much to that person, the person would not make a decision like that. I'm pretty sure you understand what I'm trying to say. Like, friendship is supposed to be a two-way thing. It's not one-sided. If I love you so well, then you should love me so well. I think the next part of friendship I'd like to talk about on our next episode is how to control feelings when it comes to friendship. But we're not talking about today, like I said. We're just going to be talking about the different shades of friendship. Somebody sent me a message because I put it out that I wanted to hear from people what they think about friendship. And I'm going to be reading it out. I feel most times we mistake some ships as friendship. Some people are better off as colleagues, acquaintances, classmates, or people you just know, because if we say it's friendship, then it should be genuine. Like I said, I have friends of 10 years and every day is a new day. And I have friends of 2 years and less, and it's friendship. While I have classmates of 10 years, these days friendship most times has been bastardized. I think it's bastardized. It's bastardized for me. But then you get the point that she's trying to prove here. I think we've misused the word friendship. Sometimes people are actually not your friend, but then we're talking about real friendship here. Just I'm trying to like be careful with the words I say, so that I will not step on people's toes when it comes to friendship. But then you get the point I'm actually trying to prove here. When we talk about friendship, it has to be genuine. It's not based on what you can offer. Fine, I know that if you are good to your friend should be good to you. That's basic. But it shouldn't all always be about you when it comes to friendship. I hope I've been able to do justice to this. And like I said, from our topic is friendship and its different shades. I already mentioned the fact that people just claim to be friends with benefits. People tend to just because they want of what they can get from you or use your body. And like I said, it's always sometimes mutual, but that's not what friendship is about. If you want to get in a relationship. I don't know what you think about friends with benefit, but to me it's a no-no. And you obviously know my stand from what I'm saying. It's not something that has a lot of sense in it, because what's the essence of using yourself just in the name of friendship? See, if I go on this podcast episode, I probably will just get angry. But then what I'm trying to pass across to you, my message today, is that friendship should be genuine. Friendship should be what friendship should be about: being genuine, sharing love, sticking together through thick or thin, and not all about the different shades we're trying to put into it right now. So thank you for listening to this episode. Till next time, when I come again on another episode of Chronicles of an Invited Girl, I love you. Remain blessed.